so wetcho anti muenda so wetcho amanko zimuenda muenda po hello direct so wetcho muenda amanko zuko
0530
parafini makota pela ya unga la kastoma vipiango la kastoma vipiango
zikachitika musavimverera
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Copa Kombon with Kombon Radio News. Copa Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Bulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
Kamanga residents have decried delayed police response over damped fetus. Kalulushi churches are called for mining opportunities. In African news, South Africa confirms a temporary withdrawal from the G20. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. Residents of Lusaka's Kamanga compound have expressed concern over the delayed response by police after a fetus was discovered dumped in the community. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, resident Teresa Perry said the fetus, believed to be about 5 months old, was discovered in the early hours of yesterday within the premises of a woman suspected to be mentally disturbed. Ms. Perry said despite reporting the matter to the local police post earlier in the day, officers only collected the fetus around 17 hours, causing distress among residents, especially as stray dogs attempted to feast on it. She has criticized the slow police response to emergencies, saying such delays discourages members of the public from reporting residents and sometimes lead to mob justice. Meanwhile, Ms. Perry has condemned the growing trend of dumping babies and has urged young women to use contraceptives if they cannot abstain from sex. Kamala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata has assured residents that efforts are underway to address the flooding situation in the area, saying the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, has been duly informed. Mr. Simata says he has in recent days toured several households and communities in Kamala Ward and have been severely affected by floods in order to appreciate the challenges that residents are facing. He explained that while Kamala South is historically flood-prone, the area has so far not recorded any flood-related deaths, a situation he described as encouraging. However, the councillor said the damage to household goods and the cut-off of roads, which has disrupted the movements, especially for school children, remains a major concern and qualifies as a disaster. Mr. Simata says the DMMU has since been engaged to assist affected residents in the ward.
In that regard, the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, both at national, regional and district levels, have been informed, and as of yesterday, they had already conducted a rapid assessment report on the ground just to see the areas where they can move in. So following this assessment, by today and tomorrow, we should expect to see action being taken in terms of relief measures to help those that are affected by the flooding. In addition, I also conducted a tour of these areas, and thankfully we have no recorded death, and we want to keep it that way. But the floods have caused severe damage to household goods in some houses that were flooded, and some roads have been completely cut off.
Residents of Chikanda Ward in Mokosho District have welcomed the approval of two ablution blocks, solar power and water reticulation at Mansansa Secondary School. Speaking on behalf of the community, Fundi Chuma Mwansa told Common Radio News that the lack of proper sanitation facilities had been a serious challenge at the school. Mr. Mwansa said pupils were previously forced to use the nearby bushes to answer the call of nature, a situation which posed a high risk of disease outbreaks. He has welcomed the development, as stating that the project will significantly improve hygiene and sanitation standards at the school and create a safer learning environment for pupils.
I'm very happy to see that the CDF committee, which sat last month, they approved the ablution block for Mansansa Secondary School. Actually, for that one, I'm very, very happy, because we had a challenge with our children there. Our pupils, they were running away from secondary to primary school, which was not good. And most of them, they were even running in the bush. So we started requesting this ablution block long time ago. And now that's when they have fulfilled it. So I'm very happy for that one, including the water.
The Kalulushi Christian Ministries Fellowship has called on government to consider allocating mining contracts to churches, citing their effective use of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Speaking on behalf of the fellowship, Chairperson Apostle Dr. Clint Joseph Longwani said the churches have demonstrated capacity to manage CDF resources and create employment for local people through various business ventures.
A cooperative which managed to get a contract with ZESCO and thereby managed to create about 15 temporary jobs for the locals. That was cooperative, some contracts in the mines and other companies in areas of supply and general jobs. Empowerment. The best way you can empower the church is create opportunities for the church. We have the documentation. We, the pastors, we are available. We are pastors with technical expertise. We have some pastors that are business, come from the profession, business, others from ministry, others from health, others from education. So we don't just preach at the pulpit.
Meanwhile, Copper Belt Minister Elisha Matambo has assured our church leaders that his office will engage Mopani Copper Mine to explore possible opportunities for church involvement. Speaking at the opening of the 2026 Kalulushi Christian Ministers Fellowship, held under the theme Creating Wealth Through the Church, Mr. Matambo urged the churches to be prepared when discussions begin.
Wealth creation through the church is a thing we should work, all of us, with and out to come out of the box and start thinking outside the box. That's what this wealth theme means. Like the man of God said that it should be more than that. You serve God with